Democrats, conspiracy theories are not grounds for Joe Biden impeachment inquiry. By Wendell Hasebo on September 4, 2023. Absolutely no grounds exist to launch an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, White House aides and Democrats argued in a recent report. Despite powerful allegations that Joe Biden involved himself in the family business, such as taking meetings, phone calls, and bribes from Hunter Biden's business partners, the Democrats claim the allegations are conspiracy theories and not grounds for an impeachment inquiry. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, conveyed last week an impeachment inquiry could be launched as soon as late September. If House Republicans move forward with an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden, the process would come from a formal vote on the floor of the House, McCarthy told Breitbart News on Friday. An impeachment inquiry, which does not require a full House vote, would allow lawmakers special power to compel relevant information in their Biden family probe. The only problem with Republicans' impeachment strategy is they have absolutely no grounds for impeaching the president, a White House advisor told Politico. A Democrat close to the Biden campaign told the outlet. Republicans tried a lot of these hits in 2020 and they failed. But in a bid for Trump's 2024 campaign and to exact political revenge, these same Republicans are peddling the same debunked conspiracy theories that have been talked about for about 5 years. They have been investigated over and over. They have failed to uncover any evidence of wrongdoing by the president and Americans see right through it. White House spokesperson Ian Sams issued a statement last week echoing the anonymous advisor. This baseless impeachment exercise would be a disaster for congressional Republicans. And don't take our word for it, Sams said. Just listen to the chorus of their fellow Republicans who admit there is no evidence for their false allegations and that pursuing such a partisan stunt will backfire, Sam said. While the White House objects to an inquiry, it launched a war room to push back against congressional probes into the president and his family. The war room consists of lawyers, legislative staff, and communications aides, who are in frequent communication with the House Democratic leadership to prepare for the process, Politico reported. The White House war room comes as allegations against Joe Biden seem to surface each week. Last week, news broke that the National Archives possesses about 5,400 emails and records linked to Biden's email aliases. There is more than enough evidence to open an inquiry into Biden Corruption LLC, House Judiciary Committee member Harriet Hageman told Breitbart News last week. Months ago, I made clear that an impeachment inquiry into the president should be opened, and since then we've only seen more evidence to support it. I think it should be illegal, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, said about Biden's alias. I do not think you can hide your identity. We're literally in a crisis in this country if we cannot vote for an impeachment inquiry with yet another bombshell news story about the corruption and the secretive nature of Joe Biden, she added. The powerful allegations against Joe Biden are many. The allegations include, but are not limited to, photos, texts, an audio recording, and IRS and former business partner whistleblower testimonies. Biden family suspicious activity, reports of wire transfers, texts, emails, WhatsApp messages, photos of Joe with Hunter's business partners, Joe Biden's voicemail to Hunter, 5 individuals referencing Joe Biden as the big guy, 2 whistleblower testimonies, FBI FD-1023 form alleging recorded phone calls and texts between Biden and a Burisma executive, FBI informant alleging bribes, video of Joe Biden bragging about firing the Ukrainian prosecutor, Hunter's statements about giving half his income to his dad, former White House aide saying FBI ignored Joe Biden's role in Ukraine business dealings, millions flowing into Biden family bank accounts, Hunter paying for Joe Biden's expenses, email aliases. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.